we're back. The party continues through the dungeon, both antagonizing things it doesn't need to, and also running away from things that really aren't that tough. But, you know, that's how dungeons go. You don't know what's really scary until it stomps your head in. Let's roll.
And we're back. What did you say about your family? Back.
Nothing.
It was awful.
All right, roll for initiative, everyone.
I don't want to.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the one to. I don't know what we're going to do.
Ugh, 22.
16?
I hate going first.
All right.
I was like, isn't that a good thing?
No.
Okay. Nash. There. Tomlin.
Nash got a 4.
Nice.
Tomlin got a 3.
Nice.
Yeah, doing real good.
All right, you're up first.
Me?
No, Harold. That was the best one. 4 was good.
So it's so wet that we can't use fire.
So wet, baby.
It's basically all around us, and it's just goop.
Why should we put this candle out?
Well, you can. It's more in the corner where the pyramid is.
Oh, okay.
Sort of protecting it.
I
mean, until you shot it several times with fire for no reason for 5 gold pieces.
I just want to say,
I don't want to fight this thing.
I didn't actually shoot it.
Causes it to fight us.
I was afraid it was going to like attack us on our way out, but.
As you left the other side of the room.
Alright, I'm going to use Frostbite.
Okay.
Maybe that'll be good. Constitution 14 save.
So before we get started, I know we did start, but I'm going to do this anyway. So,
what is happening?
He's going to tell us he's gay.
No.
It's happening, I know it. I'm making this episode 400.
I have...
Long time coming.
I enjoy playing video games, as we all are aware. And I also enjoy being
alone,
immersed in those video games.
Yeah.
So I have noise-canceling headphones.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
Amy comes down and starts talking to me.
Oh, boy.
Wait, I know the story.
It's noise-canceling. Uh-huh. Right? So I can't hear. Right? And then, so she'll, like, touch me, and sometimes I'll be, like, in the
scared.
Middle.
Yeah.
I freak out.
Yeah.
She's always, Jesus Christ. She's like, well, don't get mad.
Blood curdling.
And I'm like, no, not that. So then we talk a little bit, and then she starts walking away, put my headphones back on, and then she, I hear her yell. I'm like, what? She said, I was still talking to you. I'm like, no, you weren't.
How am I to know?
I put the headphones.
Conversation was over.
When these go on,
I can't hear. I can't hear. It drives me fucking insane.
You turn your head.
And it was like during a cutscene of one of the games, and I couldn't pause it. So she's like, oh, you gotta listen to it. Can't listen to me. I'm like,
oh my God.
I can't pause it. I had to hear what they were saying, or else I'm not gonna know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
I can't or don't want to.
But she had something important to
pick
say.
One.
Yeah. Well, it was probably really
no.
What?
Wait a minute.
I know, it's crazy.
Hold on.
My friend Barbara went to the shore this weekend.
That's what I says to Mabel.
They got a crab sandwich. It was okay.
This is my
daughter. It's not worth going to, but it was good.
Bro, you texted 2 seconds ago. I didn't want anything anyway, bitch.
Well said.
That was your dog?
Yeah, that was my my dog.
Your dog?
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, your dog. It's good at texting.
All right, it missed its constitution saving throw.
Yes! Failed save, the target takes. All right, so it has disadvantage on its next weapon attack roll before its next turn.
Yeah, it has weapons.
Shut up! Does it take more damage because it's cold and it's water?
Wait, on its next... It's a stun!
I'm just reading what it says.
Okay, well, I don't think... If it's a weapon attack, does that not apply?
No, it does hit it. I can get my...
He's so mad right now.
Maybe you put him in too tight.
Shut the fuck up!
Why'd you pack it so tight?
Shut up.
That's what she said.
3. Cold damage.
Okay. That's not extra damage, but...
No, it was worth a shot.
Yeah. Okay there, Kruk.
Alright, let's do it.
I didn't mean for this to happen. Yes. I didn't want this to happen to us.
It seemed like
whatever. Whatever, man.
19? You all agreed with me to figure it out.
Does the 19 hit?
19 hits.
I don't think we said anything.
Does
sleep. I guess silence is 24 acceptance.
24 hit?
24 does hit, yeah.
Hooray.
Huzzah.
That is mine. Alright.
Where's your thingy?
Okay. Fuck, you fucked me up. 21 points of damage.
Was the thingy okay. question?
It's looking a little rough, but it's its turn.
It was really the three and points of cold damage.
Pretty, or Nash is pretty close to it, right?
Yeah, well, no, not really. He was. It's a flamethrower. It's 15-foot cone.
So. Okay, okay. Well, then Kruk is very close to it. He hit it, and it sort of just falls on you.
Oh, I don't like that.
You get... just 1 point of acid damage.
Whew!
Right. Stuff on the wall, and then it makes it stacks.
Why does it smell like bleach?
Then neither of them hit you.
Why does it smell like bleach?
Nah. Alright.
I was bleaching my butthole.
Your turn. Nash.
Thanks for...
You're welcome. Alright, he's going to... He still has his ballista, so...
Well, Kruk is... It's on Kruk now, too.
Sorry, Kruk.
Aw, man.
No, I'll figure something else out.
Light a cigarette.
I mean, he doesn't really have anything that's like going to just attack that and not him. And if I shoot, well, if I shoot, it's going to go right through this line.
I mean, history has shown that if you shoot your weapon, there's a 50% chance it hits.
He has a higher AC.
I do. So. I can take it. I can take it, damn it.
You're very bad at shooting.
It's true. You're going to hit
it
me.
It is true.
I'm getting hit.
No.
Well, either it rolls a nat 1 and you get hit. Or he's going to roll like a 25 and you get hit.
Yeah.
It's one of the two. He's either going to dead-eye you or shoot you in the dick.
Yeah, either way.
He's not much of a dead-eye. Maybe he does have a dead-eye.
Everything's blurry. Maybe you shouldn't be the one shooting
perception. They called me a dead-eye. I didn't know it was literal. All right, so he is... I don't really have a whole lot. Fuck.
Sacred Flame?
I don't want to do that with him in there.
Also,
you know what?
You're Nash, not Tomlin.
Right. Well, no, he doesn't have Sacred Flame, but he does have
Firebolt.
I guess if it's a targeted attack, does it hit? Would it hit him? If
no, the Firebolt would be when it hit him. I want to go through.
All right, then I'm just going to do Firebolt.
Okay.
So that is a 17.
That hits.
And it does... 6 points of damage.
It does no damage. Fire doesn't hurt it. It's too
bad.
I told you three times.
You should have learned that from last time.
Three times.
I figured it was different now.
It's different fire. Changed. Son of a bitch.
Bruce was just staring at me, waiting for it.
I
started thinking about other things. I wasn't paying attention.
I am kind of a moron.
You're DM. You should know these things.
Yeah, I was thinking that... Never mind. I thought it was the wall. Whatever.
I mean, the whole room is very wet.
Fire.
All right. It's Tomlin's turn.
Okay.
You can use fire.
Shut up. Shut your face.
Fireball.
You can use fireball. It's bigger.
It's
the whole room.
Oh my god!
Is Sacred Flame considered fire or radiant?
Nah, that's a radiant. All right,
well, then he's going to do Sacred Flame. Roll dexterity saving throw.
Well, it's not super easy. No, definitely does not.
Okay, so that is a 2D.
2D.
2D. 2D. Rudy on Rudy. Who's Rudy?
That guy was fucking.
No,
he was the mayor of Giuliani.
14 points.
Mayor of New York.
Mayor of Giuliani.
I mixed up his name.
14 points.
Mayor Giuliani.
That burned up.
I got you, Kruk.
There you go. All
right.
You killed the thing that was just sitting there.
How much experience?
God.
I guess it would be like 20 each.
He doesn't even want to calculate.
It's so little.
20 each.
20 each.
Hey. Yeah.
Hot every dog. Little bit counts.
It's true. All right. As you are entering the next room, going through, some of the exertion of this fight and how long you've been in there. The gas, you can feel it irritating your throats again.
God damn it.
For 4 points of poison damage each.
Oh, no.
God damn it.
We gotta move, fellas.
Move. Get out the way.
All right. Ready?
Four points? Did you say 4 points or 5 points?
4 points.
I'm gonna check the door for traps.
Okay.
14.
No traps.
I open the door.
Trapped.
Oh, god damn it.
I knew it.
No, that's fine. Alright, so, the walls and ceiling of this hallway are coated with slime, and the floor of the passage is covered with a layer of mud.
Alright.
Would you say it's very wet in here?
Very, very forceful.
Through this muck, a steady stream of water trickles northward. The stucco of the walls is flaking off, and there are glowing silver tracks in the slime crisscrossing the walls and ceiling.
Will it make you jump, jump?
Along the east wall of the passage stands a 12-foot-tall stone statue of a man, outfitted in fine clothing, and holding a stone tray in his raised arms. Its eyes appear to be black gemstones.
Ooh, I want them.
The right one droops out of its socket, balancing on the statue's cheek. From behind the left shoulder protrudes the hilt of a weapon, most likely a sword. The stone tray, as well as the forehead and nose of the statue, are chipped and scratched.
And protrude.
Somebody was trying to get the gems out, weren't they?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I have a feeling if you do that, it's bad news.
Maybe we put the gem back in. Maybe.
Why would there be silver?
Why would we touch it at all? It's not doing anything. Didn't we learn
why would we touch it at all?
I'm saying we learned our lesson last time.
Maybe you learned your lesson.
I did.
I didn't learn shit. I stole all that shit from the corpse and we burned it good.
That's fair. So, you did get that one good.
The day is mine.
The day is mine.
It's very high up. This is a 12-foot tall statue, so it's taller than all of you.
What if we...
The day is mine, Trebek.
Yeah, what if we stack ourselves and put a trench coat on and we could be a real tall person.
Get in the movies that way.
You said there were crisscrossing silver footsteps on the ceiling?
Oh, on the... In the...
Oh, in the mud?
In the mud and stuff, yeah.
Silver?
Silvery.
Oh, so some kind of silvery thing.
Man, you are...
You are good at the today. It's all that DM experience he brings.
It's true, I mean,
you know?
I bring a lot.
I mean...
Yeah.
Do you guys want to...
Can you absorb the statue, maybe?
Look at it.
Well, I
guess we could perceive the statue.
We can look at the... but I also want to look at the footprints.
Okay. So yeah, make a roll for the statue and then a roll for the...
Would you want me to do the statue? Is it investigation?
Who's
the footprints is probably investigation, but he's checking for traps on the statue.
Okay, that would be... So I'll do...
You'll do the footprints?
I'll do the footprints for investigation.
17 on the statue.
Hey, hey.
And he rolled. That would be a 18 for the footprints.
Good enough. It wasn't really footprints, it was tracks.
Ah.
All right. Whatever.
whatever.
Could be hooves. Were they made by feet?
First, the statue. So you could tell that the statue is top heavy.
Yeah. Busty.
Nice. And the tray it has is a little unstable.
Most good looking one.
But you might be able to push it if you want.
Push it real good.
Or you can try to get on top of it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's, you know, you can tell the gems are worth some amount of money, not a lot. You can't quite tell what the sword is because it's behind it.
Yeah. So. Who's the lightest that won't, like, topple the thing?
Not me.
Yeah, Nash would be.
Might be me.
Nash isn't he a gnome?
Might be Tomlin at this point.
Actually, true. It might be Tomlin.
No, I think Nash is still pretty. He's only 2 foot.
Not me.
He's like 2'3".
He's very dense.
He's very small.
Yeah, but Tomlin was like sickly
like
to begin
Mercury.
With.
He was
sickly. And now he's getting smaller.
True.
I mean,
that's true.
Actually, what would his weight have been before? Would it have been like 120?
It would have been like 140.
140?
Yeah.
He's probably down to like 110 at this point.
Yeah, that's still way more than Nash. I mean, yeah Nash is probably, you know, 50, maybe, on a bad day, after he had some bagels.
Yeah.
Bagels.
Nash is like, I guess I can climb up there.
Be careful!
Why are we climbing just for these gems?
Well, the sword. Yeah, the sword. We want to know what that sword is, too.
I'm not going to remove anything. I just want to look and see what the sword is.
You could tell the sword is in fine condition.
It's in fine condition.
We don't know what kind of sword it is?
You'd have to take it.
Oh, okay.
It's behind, it's like, you know.
Sheathed?
Yeah, basically behind it.
I'm asking again, if I take it, is everyone going to get pissy, even though I am asking everybody?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
All right, then I'm not going to take it.
But if you take it and it's something awesome, then we won't be pissy.
I mean, if it's top-heavy, we could try to push it over.
The whole statue?
Yeah.
That seems like a worse
idea. If it breaks.
That seems much worse.
Was this guy a slave owner?
What?
Because that's when you pull over a statue.
How strong. Nice, huh? The Civil War.
Yeah.
Ancient.
The ancient Civil War general.
Yeah. This is an ancient American Civil War general.
Gripplies died on that ship coming over here.
Did you know it was other Gripplies that put them on that ship?
I'm aware. Okay. King Gripplies.
they stack them together. No fucking.
I was reading something the other day where there was apparently you could insure your cargo
on a ship.
Sure.
And there was this slave ship that they weren't going to make it in time, and they would lose the contract.
Sure.
So they pushed half the slaves over because you get insured, and they can if you're
allowed as a loss.
They're allowed to claim that as a loss.
Sure.
And
it's just cargo.
That seems like insurance fraud.
That does seem like insurance.
It wasn't at the time.
Maritime law is way different.
Because it was basically, if you can't make it and you need to speed up, they will.
Yeah, they were more about making it on time than they were about...
Oh, it sped up the ship because it was less heavy. Right, okay. Yeah, I mean, so you got to do what you got to do, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Men, women, children, just pushing the ocean.
I mean, probably not the children. They don't weigh much.
That's the first ones I would get rid of. Yeah, someone's bitching.
They're not gonna make as much money. We probably shouldn't talk about this. All right, let's go.
How many gold pieces are these children worth?
This is all in D&D we're talking about.
All right, what do you guys want to do? Do you want to scrabble down? Do you want to just grab the stuff?
What do you want me to do? I'm up here.
Right. I mean, the sword might not be anything special.
It might not.
It looks, I said it, from what you can tell, it is in fine condition. So it's not... rotten or anything. It's not ruined. Sure. It is a sword. It's not, part of a stone.
And it's in this statue for a reason. I'm sure it's not just we need something to placeholder there.
I don't think we should take it.
Alright. Get down.
Alright. I guess, we can go back.
Get out.
I like how you guys were happy to loot from the mummy with the warning and seals everywhere.
I still want to. I just can't.
I take the sword. I take the sword.
Oh, you have to take it. You scrabble down. You have to.
I can't scrabble back up.
I still think we should put the gem back in the eye because I feel like that's something.
All right.
It being hanging there means something.
All right. I put the gem back in the eye and I take the sword.
Okay. You can tell the sword is a +1 long sword in fine condition, made of laminated wood, inset with jagged teeth of obsidian. Deals an extra 2d6 damage to any creature of the plant type.
Oh.
It's one of those Polynesian swords.
It's a machete.
No, they would put pieces of obsidian in wood around.
Yeah.
And the edges.
That would... They were actually pretty deadly, but they didn't last that long.
Yeah.
Especially when another sword hit it.
Yeah, right.
Just went right
no!
Through. What the hell accent
was
that?
I don't know. Mario? It felt right.
Oh, no.
Nondescript accent is what it was.
anyway, you looking around at the tracks and the mud, you actually find a secret passage along the wall. Ooh. So there is doors that you are close to, but then you find a little secret passage as well.
Secret passage, guys.
Of course. Secret passage.
You want to go in there first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always go in the secret passage. Check for traps.
Check for traps.
Check for traps.
Look.
21.
Yeah.
No trap. Water beads collect upon the walls of this narrow passage, and the floor is cold and damp. A low ceiling, only 5 feet tall, further cramps this dank place.
Pretty roomy in here, guys.
Yo, there's some dank in here, bro.
As you get around, it travels up and over quite a bit. It's 30, 40 feet. You get to a blank wall.
A blank?
Just
a wall?
Yeah.
So there's no... All right, I'm going to... I guess it would be perception to check for... Mm-hmm.
Yep,
do
the wall.
Do you shit there, Wolfie?
Yikes.
Oh, no, that's not good.
This looks like a wall.
I bet it's a wall.
I lean into the wall. Is it solid?
It is a solid wall.
All right.
Lick it.
I won't. What if I push? I push on one.
You swallow some acid and you're.
I didn't lick it. I push one side of the wall to see if it'll spin.
No, yeah, as you're pushing
it. What is this, Clue?
They did it in the Mighty Max toys. It's they can do it
fast.
Here.
And you fall into it. And there. Everyone else is stuck.
What?
It spins real fast.
Well, he's gone forever, guys.
Yeah, no. Seems like a solid wall to you.
There's no markings on it. It's smooth.
Does it seem too smooth?
No, it doesn't seem overly smooth.
It's a little too rough.
All right, well, I don't
know. Well, this secret door went nowhere.
This is stupid. I know it goes somewhere. It's got it. There's something here. There's got to be something here. There's got to be.
I'll let one other person try to make a look.
All right. Nash is...
I have zero. Can I use investigation?
No. You have to use perception.
Well, that's not good for him.
I can try. I just don't have any modifier.
I have a plus one for Nash. Let me see what Tomlin is.
Negative butts.
Negative butts. plus three. I guess I could try.
I'm going to use the die that was treating me well this morning. Oh! 19 plus
Hey-o.
One.
Hey-o!
Oh, there you go.
19 plus three. 22.
You even got over the higher DC for the second roll. There
you go. Sweet!
First one was only 15. Mm. I was like, I got 20 if you roll it again.
Top dang.
You find a little catch.
Like in the rye?
No, like a little catch like to 22. Open it. Yeah.
Good job, Trap Seeker.
I'm a druid.
Yeah.
It was by default I was checking.
Oh, yeah. All right, sorry.
Yeah, so you...
Double Nash, by the way, not common.
You open it up, and you still see the stream. You can see a door, like, right across from you. And then to the right, you see a long hallway. This hall is strewn with mud. Flotsam. Water accumulates in the center of the corridor and flows westward, where a stone block in the southern wall has shifted out of place. The southern wall...
Oh, he died.
Tell me where I wanted to go. In the middle of D&D.
The corridor turns north.
Hey!
Sorry.
It's
alright. Jude.
Dasher is heading our way.
Oh, man. One of the reindeer? I didn't know that's what they did on the off-season.
Like, man, I like Prancer the best.
I think they messed up the direction here. That's why I'm looking at it.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like the... Unless they... Yeah, I don't know why they would... They messed up the direction.
He'll be here pretty soon.
Pretty the corridor turns to earth and the water flows, follows it, then goes under... No, why is this?
Oh no!
It's giving me the wrong. I know where you pop out.
The wrong direction.
Yeah.
Well, just tell us the right direction. Don't worry about the
design. You're in a corridor. You straight ahead. You see a door, and then you see the water kind of trickle out and like kind of stop like halfway through, and then you see double doors.
Okay.
So. No, I wonder if it's coming from the other way. Yeah, anyway, that's what you see.
Okay.
That was Tomlin.
That's beautiful.
That's what he sounds like.
That's beautiful. It's just burps. A series of burps.
So, I guess...
So you can either go, like, knowing where you came from, right? You were coming this way, mm-hmm. and you took a little passage, right? Mm-hmm. So either if you go straight, right, you can keep going, or you can make a right and go back.
Where we were.
I guess let's go right.
Yeah, like your general. You would generally know. Where's the markers? Right. You would generally know, like, when you started, you were, like, here, right? And you went up and over, and then, like, here was where the. Get the fuck out of my room, right? You went that way, and this was where the mummy guy was. This was the block stair. Then you went down. This was the other room with the slime or whatever. And you went here, and then you went. Like up and over, right? So you're somewhere here.
Looks like one of those electrical circuits.
I was going to say, it looks like you just did a UML diagram.
So now you're in a hallway that's like, there's a door here, and then there's a hallway up that way with doors.
I would say go the other direction.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
There.
Which direction? Straight or to the right?
To the right will take us back, right?
Yeah, so straight.
Well, it Oh, sorry. Like I said, you don't know, like, this
we don't
not
know
the
that
scale.
Area. We haven't been there yet.
Yeah. So you don't know which way either
it's the
way.
General direction you came from, but
so you're back. You know, you haven't gone that way. This way is north.
Unless
right?
we're trying to
you
just
gone
like
more north, but you also like haven't gone all
clean
way.
Out that whole area before we move on.
Clean it out.
Clean it out.
I don't know. I don't like making decisions.
Dungeons is tough because you don't know what's in the fucking dungeon.
Right. If you open the door,
you could be stuck going one way. It could loop you back around.
Let's just follow it straight instead of going back.
Sure. Okay.
What's follow it straight mean?
Through the double doors.
Through the double doors to the right, not the single door. Yeah. That's straight ahead.
Oh, Larry's approaching.
All right. Well, I guess we'll pause it here.
Pause.
All the time. Yep. It's rock hard. Luckily it's small so you can't see.
It's pebble hard.
Does that help you do anything? Or you just tea? Have higher tea now?
It's supposed to, it actually helps your mood more than anything.
Really?
Yeah, apparently if you have low testosterone, you're more angry, which I didn't realize.
Which is weird because like when you had regular testosterone, you were like bashing people's faces into stucco walls.
Yes, but that was different. That was
a young man's fire.
There's when I that wasn't normal testosterone. That was too much.
Oh, I see.
There's
so
definitely
you burned
a lot.
It out. Yeah.
I used it all.
The
up.
The throttle was up too high.
Look, he deserved it. All right.
I believe it.
I didn't go in looking for fights. It happened.
It just happened everywhere you went.
Everywhere I went.
You're like Rorschach. You're stuck here with me.
Yeah, and that was a different. I can't imagine being that person anymore.
It was a different big bean.
A lot of energy.
It was a different big bean. It wasn't even big bean. I didn't look like a bean back then. I looked like a string bean.
Ooh. No, you looked it back.
That was humanoid bean.
Hmm? You looked it back then, right?
Yeah, I did. I wasn't, but I wasn't. I was pretty thin. Like
fit,
I wasn't
you were fit bean.
Bipedal bean.
I wasn't a. I wasn't like going for size. I was just going for. You know,
bashing elf. Ability.
For killing.
That guy keeps taking the medicine ball and slamming into the stucco wall in the gym.
What is the most comparable to a human skull? What?
Where's your punching machine?
You broke the last one, sir.
Give me a new one.
I'll tell you when I've had enough.
Alright. Wanna play some more?
Yeah.
I guess.
I gotta let that
chicken marinate?
That chicken sandwich reignite some of the poopies from this morning.
Yeah.
I had Indian.
It's got enough spice. Had enough, even the light spice.
Yeah.
Had enough spice to. Yeah. I don't know how you felt about the spice
it
level.
Was good. No, it was good.
I thought it was a good spice level.
Yeah, well,
it was fine,
maybe
yeah.
The next level would still be good,
yeah.
But it might be too much. Like, you don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Like, the first one, I could use a smidge more for a spicy chicken sandwich, but
yeah,
it wasn't non-spicy.
But you also, I feel like if, like, with a sandwich particularly, if you get too much spice, it's like it overpowers the sandwich.
Yes.
At least with wings, it's like, oh, it's supposed to be spicy. It's spicy, spicy.
Yeah, but even with wings, like, when you get to that ridiculous, like, atomic and
yeah.
Shit.
Well, I've kind of, like, slipped away from that. Like, it's cool to eat spicier
me
things,
too.
Like, where people are like, I'm going to eat it to the point where it doesn't have flavor anymore. Like, why?
At a certain point in your life, you're like, who am I impressing?
I'd rather just
no
eat
one cares.
I'll just get the garlic one because it tastes good.
Yeah,
like, I don't care if it's spicy.
Like, and that was kind of me with food. Like, when I was in shape, I could eat a lot, mm-hmm. Right? And then I got fat, but I could still eat a lot.
Sure.
And I'm like, you're not impressing anybody by being fat and eating a lot.
Yeah, that's when you're fat, like, where do you put it all? And then, like, when you're fat, they're like,
oh there it is.
Where it goes.
Well, that's where it went.
Caught up with you, didn't it?
Right here, baby. Yeah.
So you like the Zetbound stuff that I just don't feel. I'm never hungry ever. Like I can go a whole day without eating and not even realize.
Is it still one of those things where it like makes you sick to eat?
No,
is that
just,
how it like prevents
it
you?
Doesn't really make. No, that was the original one.
Yeah.
This just I don't have any desire to eat. It's like it's almost like an inconvenience at this point.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
You know what else does that? Deep depression.
Yeah, you know what? It does help.
No, not for me.
Really?
Yeah. Would you eat more?
Yeah. Mm. Especially if I get real drunk and
high. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And then I eat everything.
Yeah, deep depression is good for weight loss because you're just like, I don't feel like doing shit.
No, when I get really depressed, I don't want to do drugs. I don't want to drink. I don't want to eat.
Oh my God, are you okay?
Tell me about it.
Deep depression, I'm like, why are there bigger Oreos than Mega Stuff?
You can just buy the Oreo cream from Amazon.
Can you? Interesting.
Oreo cream, you said. Now, actually, put the...
I'm just going to scoop it into a bowl and just put the cookies in it.
The Mega Stuff for me is, like, the perfect amount, right? Like, the Double Stuff was too, a little too less.
The Mega Stuff was the perfect amount.
I wholeheartedly disagree.
The ridiculous amount of
stuff. I think Double Stuff is the perfect amount.
No, I'm
regular cookies, too, not, it's too much,
too much chocolate. Too much chocolate to it. You need that balance.
I think it's not bad, but the Double Stuff, I think, you know. You feel like you get a good cream bite with all this.
I like to take the Mega Stuff and take one off and then make Double Mega Stuff.
Make a Superman.
The Double Megazord Stuff.
Yeah.
I actually don't like any of the other stuff.
You just like the regular?
I like the regular.
You're a weirdo.
I take the regular and then I dunk like it into milk.
So many calories in bed.
I jerk off my boyfriend.
I eat the same amount.
He gets that no matter what.
He doesn't like poop on his dick, so I don't know.
Who doesn't?
I put it into milk until it almost starts to dissolve, and then I eat it.
You're
and it
a
just
monster.
Breaks apart.
I mix the Oreos and milk in my mouth like a normal person. Let's swallow it.
It looks like a walrus.
He actually takes all the stuff and puts it in the milk and makes like a
mixes it with
like a milkshake. Yeah,
it's just sloshy chocolate.
Yeah, use an immersion blender. Probably work.
Actually, yeah, you're probably right.
You know what?
It's happening, yeah.
Buying a bag of cream from Amazon and making a Oreo cream milkshake.
I have the party size Mega Stuffs upstairs. Nice. So I'm good.
I'll give you something party sized.
Like small.
Yes, exactly.
I'll give you a sample size of something. I don't think that was what you meant to say.
It's not just for the kids. Oh my God.
This is the sexiest Costco worker I've ever had.
I know you like buying in bulk, but that's not what I offer.
You like pigs in a blanket? What about without the blanket?
I'm talking about my tiny penis.
5, 10, and 2. Those are measurements.
I don't want to know what's what.
All right.
As you approach the doors.
Yep.
Yeah, you made a right, so you didn't go.
Yeah.
You didn't follow the stream. Remember, in the one hallway, you had a stream going through the doors, and you found the secret passage, and you went that way, and you kind of found the end of the stream, right, in this hallway.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you didn't follow back around the stream.
No.
Yep.
So you went to the right. As you approach the hallway, the doors, a faint melodious sound...
Melodious?
Melodious sound, yes. comes from ahead. It is difficult to tell whether it is someone singing or the echoing of dripping water in a great cavern. So you have the doors...
I wouldn't call it dripping melodious.
Said it not a good singer.
Ah, gotcha.
Faint melodious sound. So that's what you hear before...
Coming through the double doors.
Coming through the doors.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right, so looking at the doors, do we see anything written on them or around them?
No, they're just doors.
Just doors.
They don't appear to have locks or anything.
They have hinges?
Are sirens a thing in D&D?
Sirens, I think.
No, okay. Well, that could be a problem.
And I don't think sirens usually... They usually like to be in the ocean, not in caves.
I mean, everything's wet.
Yeah, but I don't...
It's so wet.
You're a wet siren. I'm going to check the door for traps.
Okay.
25.
No traps, definitely. Oh, my God.
All right, do we want to go in?
Sure.
Let's do it. I open the doors.
How are you opening the doors?
Yikes.
Which do you
like a door? Like a single
door? Are you just
like a door
in?
That doesn't have traps?
Are you going in or are you like.
I guess
slowly
I.
Slowly going in? Are you bursting in?
I push it open.
Okay, so normal.
Yeah.
Normal going in.
All right.
Okay.
You could have just said very carefully.
Very carefully. With great apprehension.
when he asked you.
You pushed it open and then the apprehension came. And you were like, ah. Oh,
when he asks you, he's like, how are you pushing it over? Always.
Yeah.
Gently.
Slowly.
And I'm peeking in.
Yeah, baby.
With gusto.
Open it slowly and peek in.
drop ticket.
What am I peeking into? It's a poop.
All right.
The room is lit by a soft light that reveals a section of rocky beach. Beyond the beach is a pool of glowing water filling half the room and framed by a crystal cavern.
Oh, now it could be a siren.
Green fronds can be seen in the pool. Light seems to flow from everywhere. The pool and walls glisten like soft moonlight. On the far side of the pool is a set of doors carved with a sun symbol. You approach quietly enough that sitting on the beach in front of the crystalline pool is a woman, young and slim, with long golden hair and pale white skin. Hot. She radiates a soft silvery light even through her shawl, white as the froth of the waves. She is singing a strange melody in an unrecognizable language. After finishing her song, she notices you and enters the water in a long, arching dive.
Yeah, she's a siren.
She's
fuck.
That shit was ugly.
Anybody have silence?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nice. All right.
I know. I think she's beautiful. I think I can go for it. She's all I want. She's all I need.
Your crusher.
Oh, yeah, would.
Not like that.
Oh.
Touch my shell.
Like actual death.
Wow.
Won't be the first time.
Yeah.
What?
Let's see if we can just quickly move through this room to the...
She didn't notice us?
Oh, no, she noticed.
And that's why she swam away?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't seem like she wants to, you know...
Mask it
out. With us, so... All right. Unless she's going to get friends. Then it could be an orgy.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
What?
So the room, the doors on the other side are, like, through the water, but you could tell that the water isn't, like, you can see the waves lapping along the edge.
Okay. All
right, so you kind of walk along, like, a little watery path. And she's in the deep part of the...
Sirens pool. Don't have a mermaid tail, right?
They can.
Because you can't fuck them then. Because unless you use their cloaca.
Which have mouths.
That's fair. You got me.
I mean...
You got mouths and hands, right? That's all you need.
Good call. Thank you. Next time I meet a siren...
You know, if you need any more fucking help, just call me.
He's got all the tricks.
I know how to have sex.
How am I supposed to fuck this half fish?
Well, here's what you do.
Yeah.
It's a very specific help one.
You take their eggs, you squish them, put them on your dick. It makes it slicker.
You're like, oh yeah.
Use the cloaca or a mouth.
You're going to need a knife.
What? What kind of fish are we talking?
Red snapper?
Crustacean or fish?
Oh, crustacean. Jesus Christ. Let me ask you this. If it's a crustacean, is there a lot of eggs? Is there a lot of, like, eggs in the gills?
Yeah.
Is there any sexy, like, wiggly cilia things?
Yeah. Trust me. You want to know.
All right, so you guys are trying to sneak around the edge there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right, so you're single file going along the edge, step in the water. You can see down the water. It's pretty deep. You don't know exactly how long deep, but deep. It's a big pool.
Isn't the water clear or murky?
It's clear. It's like the whole room is sort of giving a glow. So you can see her at the bottom. You also see some stuff at the bottom.
Hi. Hello.
You know, you see sort of like a little treasure trove. You see some golden things. You see some...
Crux freaking out.
You might see gloves. You might see some silvery stuff. You know, she's down there.
Needles.
Yeah. Make a perception check.
Because
you're the one that's going to look most at all this stuff.
Two.
Can someone else make a perception check?
I don't see much. Guys, I don't know what's going
really
on.
You're focused on the gold.
Yeah, there's some gold. I think I want
it. That's one thing you notice.
Can he make a perception check?
Sure. One more person could make.
21.
Hooray.
You notice that she might not be the only thing down there. You see a little extra movement.
Wait, is it another?
You can't tell from this distance.
They do not like that term.
No, they don't.
Harem?
Yeah.
So you can keep going to the doors.
Harambe.
Right now, you guys are along the edge of the water.
I mean, I'm not going to get in the water to start a fight with a bunch of sirens.
Nash just starts peeing in the water.
You gotta go.
So, well, there's plenty of water. They're not even going to notice.
Yeah, there's filters in here somewhere, I'm sure.
So my vote is just move along.
Move along. You don't want the gold? You don't want the... Nash is like, hey, Grunt, You don't want that gold? You can swim, too. You're a turtle.
Pretty fast. I could probably get it.
Probably get
wouldn't
it.
Even know.
They wouldn't even know.
Even know. You're right.
Wouldn't even know.
They're down by this stuff.
Tom was like, don't do it.
They're very aware of where their treasure is.
I can swim, too. I'm not going to do it.
That's true. The weird frogman doesn't
You can call me Tomlin. You know who I am.
I mean, we've been together for months. I saved your life several times.
I don't know. It grosses me out.
yeah, me too. You're the one that shoved them down my throat.
And I just kind of turn
away.
I can't make eye contact with them.
All right, fine. Let's go.
Maybe you'll find eggs of ungrippling in the temple.
Torm, damn it.
All right, so you guys go past all the cool stuff that's in there. You
you know what? I am a loot whore. Like that's my one problem with D&D and video games.
You just want all the
regardless loot, of like, oh, I have
like I'll fight three extra things just to get that a little bit extra.
I have
to get the five gold pyramid that's sitting on a
I have 2,000 scrap that, right? Metal.
The pyramid. Okay.
Yeah.
I have 2,000 scrap metal. I'm going to fight this pack of zombies cuz maybe I can get more.
You got metal?
We're zombies.
Yeah, what do you want? What?
That's not an answer.
Well, I guess I gotta kill you.
Alright, so we continue on.
Alright, we're moving on through the. I'm gonna check the doors.
Okay.
26.
Yeah!
You see keyholes in them, but you realize that it's open already anyway.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can just.
Anybody can open just it. Walk in here.
Open it,
I like this part. It's the flooded hall, right? Because the water is like going through the hall. It's very slippery. It's a difficult terrain. Any sudden actions, including those for combat, they could take a spill. Like if the fight did go into this hall, but at the same time, it's like,
yeah,
that's it. Okay, but you just keep walking.
You know what happens? So someone writes down all the sections when they're feeling like really
into it, yeah,
and read, and they're like. Yeah, it's just war.
Yeah, there's one on the floor.
War. 400 pages. Jesus.
Is it slippery? I don't know.
Whatever.
I guess it would be.
Yeah.
If you try to do something, it's tough, but otherwise you just wade through
it. You can just walk through it.
I'm wearing boots. Yeah, you're fine. I don't fucking care.
Just go.
That is a lot of the stuff in the books.
Like, I don't need to put that in there. It's fine.
They do stuff like that, and then they don't tell you, like, with the mummy guy that you guys fought, they'll tell you how to kill him all the way. Like,
yeah.
We did a pretty good job.
You guys did
a good
job. But I would think they'd give you some, like, as a DM, some DM hints.
Right.
They could do that, and they could do this.
Was it a particular type of creature?
It was. I mean, it had a certain stat block based on that, but it had, like, extra stuff, too. Yeah.
And there's no way to kill it.
No.